Fairy Tales from the Land of Elves. The Sword in the Dragon's Cave by Peter Gotthard. Narrated by Jennifer Wagstaff. Deep within the Land of Elves lies a castle. Here live the king and queen of the elves and all of their knights. The elves have many enemies, and it is the duty of the knights to fight against them with swords and shields. In the big ballroom of the castle, hundreds of crest shields hang. Each shield is decorated with a picture, and they all have a story to tell. This is the story of the sword in the dragon's cave. There was a party at the castle. All the elves were gathered in the big ballroom. They ate and drank and had a good time. Suddenly, the doors slammed open and a giant came stamping in. His heavy steps made the floor tiles crack and his voice sounded like an angry, roaring bull. All the elves jumped up. Only the king stayed in his seat. "Who are you?" he asked. "And why do you come crashing in like that?" "My name is Grimm," said the giant. "I want to live here. The castle shall belong to me. All elven runts can just bugger off, or else." He took out his giant axe. "It is called Skull Splitter," Grimm said. "With this, I can cut the head off all of you. It will be as easy as cutting the top off a carrot." All the elves went pale with fear. All except Knight Acorn. He was the youngest of all the knights, but he was also the bravest.